Want to grab a drink?
Yeah, sure. Where?
Hey, guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip and Shot. My name is Angel.
And my name is Hans.
And today on episode 3, we are going to be talking about something a little bit more on the serious side, a little bit more adulting. Mm-hmm. But definitely something I think a lot of people can relate to as of the moment. Yeah. But before we begin, I just want to ask, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking an ice cold orange juice. I've been feeling hot this afternoon, so trying to refresh myself with that. How about you?
I am having a iced matcha latte. Definitely need something ice cold because, as you said, it is quite hot today.
Yeah.
But fun. Orange juice. Very different from your usual beer.
Yeah. Okay. Trying to keep myself healthy sometimes.
Healthy balance. Diba? Okay. So, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a long week, but mm-hmm. I know that it's not as big as your week. So how was your week?
Well, my week was very emotional. So for context, the last week was actually my last full working week with my current company.
Congrats!
So since it is the last full week, well, technically full working week because I still have this week. But I will be just fixing my clearances for this week. But the last week was basically all turnovers and transitions,
yeah.
All those type of meetings, final meetings with people.
Aww.
And
the goodbyes.
Yes, the goodbyes and all. Aww. That. And there was actually quite a big celebration last week for my company. I'm not mm-hmm. going to say what it was because if I give it away, you guys are going to know where I work or where I currently work. But there was quite a big celebration for my company. And mm-hmm. it just brought back a whirlwind of emotions. You know, it brought me
yes.
back to my first ever day with that company.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in the office for the very first time, having my first ever meeting, you know, all of the firsts, and just especially saying goodbye to the people. Mm-hmm. You just sort of look back at the journey that has
yeah.
been for the past 3 years, and you're somehow sad that it's over, but somehow excited
yeah.
for the new beginning. And because of that whirlwind of emotions, that's what I want to talk about today.
Yes, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Because I think this is very close to you too, this whole
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I've been through that like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that I've experienced. And I think that next step is actually an exciting time. So, but it's also a good time to actually reflect and look back on all of those firsts
mm-hmm.
and then like feel all those emotions coming. And as you end that chapter in your career, right, it's really something that you cherish, all of those moments
yeah.
and something you carry on to the next, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we're coming at this with you doing mm-hmm. all of this 3 months ago and having at least some idea of what it's like to be now in the new company. And then for
yeah.
me, currently letting go of the old and coming into the new. And one of the reasons why I actually wanted to talk about this, aside from the fact that it is something close to you and me, given that we mm-hmm. are experiencing it or recently experienced it. If you guys are on LinkedIn, which if you are in the same age range and life stage as us, you probably are.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thing going around which they call resignation season.
Yes, definitely. I think I saw that, and I see that actually with all of our friends. A
yeah.
lot of people actually already resigned, different companies, different industries, but
yeah,
they're
yeah.
all moving on to the next, right?
Yeah, they're either resigning or planning to resign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in the LinkedIn post that I found, you know, they're basically saying that it's for varied reasons. It could be because
mm-hmm.
of the pandemic, because they want something a bit more challenging, they need additional support, or so on and so
yeah.
forth. It depends. But for whatever reason, it is resignation season. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's something that I want to talk about what you want to talk about, because
mm-hmm.
for some reason the idea of resigning your current job, which is I'd like to say stable for most of us,
yes,
it is
yes.
giving us a stable
yeah, good
of
for
income.
Us yeah
it is quite scary to do that during the pandemic. So
yeah,
I think it's something to talk about because it's something that we could probably inspire other people to do eventually.
Exactly. Maybe a lot of people or maybe some of our listeners are actually going through something similar. Something that they might need some help or guidance on. Just to share our experiences as well, right?
Yeah. So
maybe how we can do it is like talk about how we started, what we did, some context of what we did. And what we love about our jobs, our previous jobs.
Yeah, definitely. I think, again, guys, before we continue, this is not a professional.
This is not.
This is not professional. This is our personal experience.
From an unreliable source.
From two 20-something-year-olds trying to figure out life. This is our thoughts. And maybe it could be the same as yours. Maybe it's your final push to go. But to your point, let's start from the very beginning. So why don't you go ahead and tell us how you landed your first job. Just so that we can also tell them how different it was then and now and what you were doing, what you loved about it, like the beauty part of
the experience. Uh-huh. Right. So actually, coming out of college, we were lucky enough to graduate from a well-known university. Mm-hmm. So that actually opened a lot of doors for us. So what I did personally is I actually made a list, a Google sheet of all of the companies that I wanted to apply in. So I added all the addresses, the emails, even the phone numbers. So I can make a tracker of where I applied and
organized.
And where I applied and where I got rejected already.
Okay. That's actually really smart.
Yeah. So that's something you can do for the people listening if you want to like, apply now. But how I did it is actually for those companies that have emails, I emailed them. Some companies, I submitted the resumes or the application forms through their websites, even on LinkedIn, the Easy Apply, JobStreet. Selena from JobStreet was my best friend, the person or the bot always emailing us. And then what I did differently, I guess, from other people in our batch who were applying was I actually went to the offices, the physical offices, and dropped off my resumes.
Okay. I just want to highlight that because I don't know a lot of people who did that. As you said, I think that's something quite unique to our batch. So how was that for you? Did you like know that you want to apply for this or like, oh, that's the office of whatever. Let's go apply there. How did you do that?
Yes. Actually, I started it off with going to the offices in BGC.
Okay.
So I started off in Aura. I think I had an interview kasi on that day. And then it ended early. So I had the whole day to kill. So what I did, I printed my resumes and went to offices in BGC.
Okay.
So in Aura, I went to like two offices.
I think you went to more than two.
In Aura, I went to two.
Oh, in Aura alone, just two.
Yeah, I went to two in Aura. And then I went to like four in BGC. Yeah, across BGC. So all in all, I had six. And it's fun because you get to see the physical offices. Mm-hmm. You get to see like, oh, I think I can work here. I mean, this is a nice office.
You were really feeling the office.
Yeah, I was really feeling it. And I actually had the list when going around. I went to the list of the best offices you can work in BGC. So I went to those.
So I'm assuming this is like a spot.ph article. Or
yes,
something like
yes.
Okay. So I have a question. Was the company that you ended up working for within those six or no?
No.
No. And did you ever hear back from those six?
I heard from one and they were actually reaching out to me for like an internship position. It's not even something I want.
Okay.
And but then I think it's the experience, you know, it makes you feel like you're really part of the corporate, you know, the working class.
Yeah.
How about you? How did you apply?
Honestly, I did not have an application experience. So how it went for me was, I remember when we graduated, I think a few days before we graduated, there was a job fair in our school, in our university. And I remember just handing out a couple of there, again, not expecting anything, just to the companies that I think I'd like. I just handed over some there. So on our graduation day, I actually got texts from recruiters. Are those the right there? Recruiters?
HR.
HR people, recruiters, yeah. Reaching out to me for certain positions. And these were well-known companies. I had no idea how they got my my contact, because these were not the companies that I applied for in the job expo. But they got my contact details. They reached out to me. And I remember, because since this was on our graduation day, I was actually leaving for a trip the next day with my family.
Yeah, I remember.
Which is about 2-3 weeks long. So I remember replying to them and saying, hi, so I actually can't make it on the scheduled interview that you like, because they want me to meet with them next week. So I said, I'm actually leaving on a trip with my family. Are you guys opening to rescheduling? I come back on this date. Maybe we can have it anytime after that. And then I think out of those four that texted me, three were like, yeah, sure, we'll wait for you. And then here's the, can we set it on this date? So we locked down a scheduled interview already. And then we said, I said, okay, so I'll text you as soon as I'm back, as soon as I land back here in the Philippines. And then again, just to reconfirm the interview, and then fine. Okay. So I went on the trip with my family and all that. Then I came back. And then I remember within the first day that I came back, the first thing I do the moment I landed was, even before texting you, was texting them. Was like, hi, so I'm back in the Philippines. I just wanted to check if we're still on for my interview on blah, 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 blah. And out of the three, only two replied saying, yeah, sure. Love to, you know, have you back. And so from the four that reached out to me, I essentially landed two interviews, right?
Okay.
That were happening on the same week. The same week that I landed. So, hindi pa ako naka-recover sa jet lag. I was gonna go to an interview na.
Yeah. And
the thing is, the moment I got home, I prepared my resumes and whatever. Printed them out, had them all in this like little sheet, prepared a few government IDs just in case and all that. Quickly researched questions that they may ask in the interview. Top interview questions. Had to put my mind into it again because I was going in these interviews jet lagged. So I went on the interview. I went to two within the same owned family of
like corporations,
I want to say.
Parent corporation.
Maybe not parent corporation, probably. Yeah. So they're in the same group. And then I applied. The first one I went to had an interview and a test on the spot.
A test?
I had to answer a test. And it was quite interesting because the test was essentially like, you know those diagnostic tests? It was like that, but it was on the computer. No. Diagnostic tests. Yung mga shade-shade stuff that we used to take in high school. Like a college entrance exam test. Something like that. And the thing it was on the computer. So it was super strict. If your time runs out, that's it. Talaga. Then I remember I had the quick interview with HR also. And then I had another computer they put me to fill out an application form and all that. And then they already told me that this is the position we're eyeing for you, and just to set your expectations, these are the salary, ganyan, ganyan. So, okay. And then all I had to do was wait for a second interview, essentially. And then I left. And then the next interview I went to, I remember you picked me up from this one.
Yes. But, I drove you there.
Oh, you drove me there too?
Yeah, I drove you there.
Oh, so you drove me there too.
Yeah.
So you drove me there to the interview. And then I remember I had the interview. And then they were like, okay, so this is the position that we're eyeing for you. Take note, I agreed to these interviews without knowing what the positions were. I only agreed because of the companies. And then, they told me the position. They told me the salary. Range. They didn't tell me the salary yet. They asked me my expectation. And then what I did was, this is where I came prepared. I showed them a piece of paper. It's like, okay, here's a breakdown of what, based on where the office of this company is, this is what I assume or what I've done based on research would be the meals, how much it would cost.
Wow, prepared. Transportation,
a little bit of allowance just so I have some savings. And then this is the breakdown. So this is at minimum what I need just to get my costing to survive. And then they were shocked. They were like, oh, okay, thank you. And then so this was the number I had in mind. This is like, this is what I'm asking for. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly not that high. It was within a reasonable asking for. And then I left. I left that. And then they told me, oh, we'll get back to you within a week. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. Then we went home. And then 3 days later, they called me up and they said, hi, so we'd like to offer the job to you.
Ooh, J-O na.
And then I was like, am I not supposed to have a second interview? Take note, the second company. And then they're like, no, it's okay. We'll just, you know, come in and then we'll do the job offer.
What?
I let him walk me through everything. Again, the role, how I'd fit into the team and the total job offer. Then I said, okay, can you give me until Monday to let you know? Then I called my parents up and I tell them, this is the offer, blah, 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 blah. Then my mom said, my mom and my dad says, go, take it.
Take it, huh?
Take it. Don't even think about it. Just take it. That for a fresh grad, that's a good offer already. Take it.
Okay.
So without hesitation, I took it. I took it. Again, the company is a well-known company. And I took it. And they say, don't take the first offer or don't take that first.
But then.
Don't take the application, not the first offer. But, you know, I was just thinking like, it's a great company with a great
offer.
Reputation.
Oh,
it's a good offer. My parents say it's great for a fresh grad. So I thought, why not? Just take it, you know? And again, I took it not knowing any other thing. But then turns out 3 years later, it was going to be some of the best 3 years of my life. And to provide some future context, when I started, I wasn't, again, an actual direct hire of the company. So I was actually hired by a shared service company.
Yeah.
So technically, I was a contractual employee. I did not know that when I signed. But my parents
read the fine print.
So that's why. That explained why the benefits weren't the same. But my parents explained that to me later on during the day, and I appreciated it. And I made it my personal goal to get absorbed by the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked my butt off, and I did. And again, doing that was the best 3 years of my life so far.
Oh, what did you do during that time, actually? What
Here's
was it?
The fun part. When I was talking to the recruiter, they basically told me that the role is a marketing role.
Marketing role, okay.
Marketing graduate. I wanted a marketing role. Lo and behold, I get there on the first day and I meet my boss for the very first time. And she tells me more about the role. Turns out it's an analytics role.
Is it marketing analytics at least?
At that time, it was business analytics.
Okay.
So I would do some marketing analytics from time to time, but it was centric on business analytics. And you know what? I thought, might as well learn something. So, I mean, and again, the company is a well-known company. And the idea of working there and getting absorbed would be great for me and for my career. Yeah. So I thought, you know what? Let's see. Because they told me there's still marketing involved anyway. I mean, I was mad about it at first. But then at the same time, I thought, you know, data analytics was
learning experience.
Yeah. And at that time, this was what was trending. Data analytics is big. It's getting big until now. So I thought,
big data.
Yeah. So I thought, why not just get on it, give it a go, and then let's see where it goes from there. And again, turned out to be the best 3 years of my life.
So you loved it.
I loved it.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's good. Actually, how I did it or how it happened for me is that, same as you, I got a text from all of the applications that I sent. I got a text, and then at my first interview, the boss was like, okay na to. Offered na kita.
Wait, so he offered you on the spot?
And she offered me. She said, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to offer you. So HR will get back to you with the formal offer, but then you don't have to worry anymore. I'm endorsing you already.
Basically want you right here, right now.
Yeah, right there and then, first interview.
They probably would have wanted you to start the next day if they could.
If they could, yeah, it was immediate hiring. And then, so I was waiting for the offer. I went home waiting for the offer. And then the next day, HR texts me, calls me up and then says, oh, the director actually wants to meet with you. Don't worry, it's just a formality.
Okay.
He just wants to know you better.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I go there, I meet with the boss, and then he was like, actually, she was right. Yeah, we're going to hire you. You seem like a good fit. So at that point, I was like so excited already. And then a few days after I got the offer, I read it. I didn't even negotiate or anything. I didn't have a list like yours. I was just so excited to be there.
That's true. Cause I remember that you actually were interested in this specific company. You were super interested in it.
Yes.
And I think that was exciting for you that you got a job at the company you wanted to work for.
Yes, yes. It's more of really having that opportunity to work in that company.
Yeah, getting your foot in the door.
Yeah, getting my foot in the door. It was literally a stepping stone for me. Mm-hmm. So when I got the offer, didn't even negotiate, sign.
Yeah.
Sign it. G.
I think we both did the same mistake that a lot of people would say we wouldn't, but no regrets.
No regrets. Well, I did have other offers at that time.
Oh, yeah,
but
then, you did.
I did. But then it was like, eh.
Yeah, actually, yeah. What's funny was for me, when I was already working at that company for a week, that mm-hmm. other company that I interviewed for called me up and they were like, hi, so we actually want to give you a job offer. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, but I'd have to politely decline.
Uh-huh.
Then they asked why. Then I said, I currently am with blank right now and I've been working here for about a week already. So, oh, okay. Well, thank you for letting us know.
You broke their hearts.
And yes, good luck to you in your future endeavors. Good luck to your journey there at Blanc.
Oh, but yeah, I did the same thing. I said, okay, thank you for your offer, but no thanks.
But I'm already happy here. Bye.
Yeah, I'm already happy. Thank you, next. So it ended up actually being one of the best decisions. Aside from learning so much and having like accelerated my knowledge in that space, I also gained some really great friends.
That's true. So, same here.
Yeah.
Same here. So, yeah. I guess, long story short, it doesn't matter if you took that first job interview, that first offer at that first company you ever applied for.
Yeah, if it feels right, you know, if it feels right, if it feels like it's that place you want to be in, you know, take
it. So we essentially covered how we started looking, and I think quite different journeys for us. You sort of went through the harder way. I sort of went through, okay, with whoever's just interested in me, let's go. And I was lucky enough, and we were both very lucky to get offers from great companies. And we both just said earlier that the past 3 years with those companies have been some of the best years. And, very great learning experiences for the both of us. Now, my question for you is, when did you feel like it was time to go?
Ooh, that's a heavy question. You sound like HR.
Exit interview. No. I guess it's because this was the part that, you know how you, for example, you're in a very toxic situation, but you like what you do. And then you're like, no, you're in denial, in short.
Oh, yeah. So, I know what you mean.
Were you like that, or were you like, something just happened and you're like, oops, nope, I'm out? What was it?
No, it's not like that. I think for me, I think it was some kind of gradual decline. I mean, it's like a slow burn, if you know what I mean. I think really the pandemic was like one of the biggest factors because we're all working from home. So more work was coming in. Because, you know, people are just working from home, so they have more time to work.
Yeah, so I guess that was actually one of the toxic things about when people started working from home was that the idea that you're always home. I mean, you're always there. What else are you doing?
Yeah, so you kind of feel guilty sometimes that, I'm working from home. I don't have any excuse to say that it's traffic or I have to travel. So that's all one of the biggest factors. It's actually, I think it contributed to some kind of burnout.
Okay.
So working yourself too much to a point that it really affects your physical health, your mental health, your emotional well-being. And I think all of those actually combined, and it just clicked to me that, okay, I think it's time. It's time for me to, you know, take that next step in my career.
So would you say that it was really the amount of workload that you were getting?
I think that's one of the biggest. But then also, okay. I want to, you know, I also thought of that it's 3 years already and I want to step up and I want to like move up in the my career ladder, or yeah. Move on to the next step, the next chapter. Yeah.
And so, I have a big question for you actually in relation to that, because you mentioned earlier that you saw a lot of your teammates resigning. Was that a factor for you? Like, did all your friends leaving become like, no, I can't stay here. The people I loved working with are
It was a factor. I mean, it's sad to see all your friends go. But then actually for me, it was actually an opening for an opportunity to actually take that
to take on bigger roles in
that company. But then in myself, I felt like it's gonna be different. I mean, it's gonna be the same. It's gonna be the same in terms of workload that I'm doing, so I'm not gonna be as fulfilled or as satisfied if I stay there as compared to if I take another role, a higher role someplace elsewhere.
Understandable.
Yeah, so you get what I mean, right? But then I think, is it the same for you?
Well, for me, in the past 3 years that I was working, with this company, I was lucky enough to be exposed to different brands or business units of the company. I worked on what would be the main business of the company. Everything, by the way, was focused on digital and online and e-commerce. But I worked on the main business of the company. And then I moved on to one of the newer growing businesses of the company, which was personally an industry that I enjoyed. Absolutely loved it. It's one of my dream industries, to be honest. And I enjoyed working for it. I went from the main business to the growing or newer businesses of the company, and I was able to already learn so much transferring to different industries. To be honest, within those two transitions or transfers that I made, I was able to hold or to work on different industries, super different from each other, but I learned a lot. And it came to a point that because of movements or plans that were happening or that were evolving for these businesses, I ended up going back to working for the main business of the company, which for me was sort of like, coming from where I started earlier this year, I could see the trajectory of my career going up. Like, everything was going up. I was handling this,
At the start
that.
Of this year.
At the start of the year, working on projects that I probably wouldn't have ever worked for before. All these new opportunities opening up. Working on things that are outside my job description. And I loved it. And the thing was, I saw that trajectory going up. And when these plans were announced and I started working on the main business again, while I did enjoy working with the people that I worked with because they were the same people I worked with when I started, I felt like I took 3-4 steps back. I felt like I was back to doing what I was when I started. And while it's not wrong, it's just that, you know, coming from where I was earlier this year, where I saw the trajectory of where I was and how it was going, and going back to that, I just felt like I'm back to where I started.
Back to square one.
And again, not so much a bad thing, because there are still room for improvement and there are still new learnings that you could get, especially with e-commerce and digital. I mean, you and I both work in digital, and it's something that always changes. That's what I always tell people. The reason why I like digital is because it always changes. It's always never the same. There's something always new to learn. So it applies. But then the thing is, you know, having done it before, having worked on this business before, I felt like it became a comfort zone.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, and you know how they say that growth happens when you feel challenged or when it's never easy. So since it was already easy for me to the point where I could churn out reports without even thinking about it because it was that easy already, or, you know, some problems that for others were like a big problem for me was like, ah, we can easily just do this and that.
I think so, it's like you're feeling or... like in my perspective, when I experienced it, it was like some sort of routine already, like muscle memory that it's, you know, wala nang fulfillment eh.
Wala na siyang sense of fulfillment because I could, again, literally churn out these reports just by doing it without thinking.
Yeah, parang it's like, oh, okay, here we go again.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing was, again, it just became boring. Nawala yung challenge for me. And my last straw was just when I realized that no, I can't do this anymore. I mean, I can't stay here anymore because it just doesn't feel like growth anymore. I feel like I've been stuck. I've taken a few steps back and it's time for me to move on to something new. So that's how I knew. And the thing was... I have these conditions, skin conditions because of my asthma and my allergies that apparently are triggered by stress.
It's stress induced.
So they're stress induced. I mean, what causes the allergy is an allergen, of course, but the reaction gets worse because of stress.
Okay. And
having PCOS as well.
No.
Stress is a big factor for that. So I noticed because of what happened, the emotional stress and me no longer being happy turned into anxiety, turned into, I do not want to say depression because I don't think it is depression.
It's too heavy,
but I was in that point where, again, it's not depression, but it's more of, I had no motivation to get up. I was taking meetings and calls from the bed. Like I would literally pop open my laptop and just sit in bed. I wouldn't even bother going to my work area. Just sit there in bed. I wouldn't. What used to take me an hour to do would take me 4 or 5 months. Not months. Oh my God,
months,
no. More than the same month. I mean, again, it also adds up to the 3 or 4 hours that I'm working on because it hanging me having to repeat all over again. And I'm like, no, I cannot do this anymore.
Technology.
I mean, it was the amount of data that I was working with. Actually, that also kind of woke me up and made me realize that, why am I doing this? This isn't making me happy anymore. This isn't even what wanted to do in the first place. But don't get me wrong.
It doesn't spark joy.
Exactly. It doesn't spark joy, but don't get me wrong. Everything I've learned in the past 3 years are super helpful. Are things that I am thankful for that I learned because it gives me another perspective of how to look and treat things. I just, it's just analytics, you know, it's business analytics. And as much as I enjoy doing it for a couple of years, I really want to do marketing. That's where my heart was at. And again, with everything that happened within the movements and all that, that was the fact that I realized that this is not what I wanted to do was my sign that, no, I need to go. Yeah. I need something that will bring me a step closer towards my goals.
Towards where you want to be, right. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can actually relate to that. I think that those signs, one was like, if you're already feeling burnt out in terms of physical stress, you know, physical and emotional
stress.
Yeah, to the point na nagkakasakit ka na. I know people that.
Is it fatigue? Parang
fatigue. Yeah, fatigue, you feel like you're always tired, basically.
Yeah, you feel always tired, even if you just started the day. You feel tired.
Even if you just woke up, right?
Yeah, you have no motivation to do things. You have, again, no sense of fulfillment already.
Yes,
and all of that just piles up and you feel like, no, this
it's really, if you feel those things, I think it's really time you think about it. Think about like what you need to do. It's not even what you want to do. It's what you need to do at that point.
And honestly, what helped me further realized that I need to move was when I started feeling these things, I talked to my boss about it.
Yes. I think that's important. I think that's very, very important.
Yes. Because actually before I got to that stage, I remember telling my boss that, hey, you know, I really want to pursue a career in marketing. Is there a way mm-hmm. that we could do that? This happened like 2 years ago, I want to say.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, if that's where you want your career to go, I'll give you marketing analytics to work on. I'll give you digital mm-hmm. analytics. Work on. And I'm so thankful she did that because, again, it helped yeah. me sort of take a step closer to what I want to do. And because of that, I stayed longer.
Yeah.
Because of that.
I think we're both lucky enough to get those types of leaders. I think if you have a leader like that who will actually listen to you and actually help you with all your challenges, it's really best that you share with them what you're feeling because they would actually help you.
Yeah. To that example, had she not done that, maybe I would have left earlier.
Yeah.
So because she did that, it made me stay. I worked harder because I was now feeling fulfillment with what I was doing and I was enjoying it. Mm-hmm. But when I started feeling it again, I talked to her again and she told me, you know what? I know what your plans are. I know what your career goals are. If you really think it's time to go, then okay, I support you. I just want you to be happy and to be successful. And if you think this is the next step, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that actually that's the same thing that happened to me. And I talked to my bosses at the time and they were like really supportive. Mm-hmm. And that actually helped me make that decision easier. That's when I already started looking for opportunities more. How do you say this? More seriously.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like really schedule those interviews and find those companies that would be the best fit for where I want to take my career.
Okay, so now that we've sort of established like how we started in our first companies, like mm-hmm. what got us there in the first place, what we loved about it, and what made us realize that it was time to go.
Mm-hmm.
How did you start looking for opportunities? I think yours was very interesting.
Yeah.
Because again, our opportunities this time around is very different. So why don't you start
very different
telling everyone how you started looking for a new job?
I started out the same way I did when I was looking for my first job, minus the office-to-office. So I, again, made a tracker of all the companies that I wanted to apply to. I made all the emails and then sent all the emails. And I was kind of rusty because mm-hmm. after 3 years, you know, not looking for a job, I'm back here on the job hunt. And I went back to my old pal, Miss Lena, at Job Street.
Everyone's best friend at one point.
Everyone's best friend, yes, Lena at Job Street. So I signed up again, became more active, applied to jobs on Job Street, LinkedIn, tried even Caliber, and all those Glassdoor, all those kinds every platform, right? And then I was lucky enough to score a couple of interviews from those applications. Unfortunately, none of them fell through.
Okay.
Even the dream job, one of the dream jobs that I was applying for.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
Yes, there was this
job that was super promising. And then when you were on the last phase, biglang nang ghost. Mas malala pa sa isang ex ng...
Yes, my God, that's so it. For everyone's context, this job was actually a dream job. It's one of the companies that I really wanted to apply to when I was a fresh grad. Which I did. I did also. They did the same thing 3 years later, which was they ghosted me.
Yeah.
So this role was like perfect for me this time around. I had the experience. I had the background. I had the knowledge to actually carry out this role.
Yeah.
And people were sending me the job posting and they were saying that
this is perfect for you and
this is for you and all of that.
And you know what's funny was for both instances, he actually went until the final interview.
Until the final interview.
And then they were like, you know what? We like you so much. We'll get back to you. And they never did.
And then months later, silence.
I remember we even tried following up like twice or thrice, I want to say.
Yeah, I followed up like 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then,
for 3 weeks.
Yeah. For 3 weeks. Every week for 3 weeks. And they didn't say anything. And then...
None.
Nabalitaan na lang namin that the person...
leaving...
has left and they did not hire anyone else.
I would refresh the job posting on the website and see if it's still there.
It was still there. Now no.
Yeah. Now no. But then before, kept refreshing. So, okay. Yeah, wala man lang closure.
Wala man lang, thank you for applying, but we've decided to go with another candidate. I would take that over them just being completely silent.
Diba? I mean, that's like, you know, responsibility, professionalism.
True. So if there are any HR practitioners out there, honestly, if you don't like us, just say it.
Yeah.
It hurts more when you don't say it.
Yeah, because I've been waiting. I didn't apply to any job after that. After that last I didn't apply because I was so
it was promising. Because they were
very promising.
They were basically saying we just need to send you an offer. Basically.
Yes. Yes.
Didn't they say that?
Yeah, that was the last part. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I was there already.
Exactly. So to our dear HR friends, if you are listening, if you don't like us, just say it. If we're not, just say it. But yeah, I mean...
Is it me?
Is it me or is it me? Charot.
Yeah, but then what happened after that? So there was like, we were waiting for like 3 weeks, no response. And then... this person emails me. I reach out to me. Hey, we saw your profile. It looked really good. Would you like to come for an interview? And I was so confused. I didn't hear about this company before. I mean, I know them. Like
you've heard of them at one point.
I've heard of them.
But you never really dug deep into who they are.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where their office is. I don't know. Yeah, what... I just know the name.
You just probably saw the name in some sort of event or something.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what happened. And then I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. The role looks really nice, interesting. And then I searched the company. They're really interesting as well. I know a couple of people from that company. So
yeah, you got excited. I remember.
I got excited. Yeah, it was really, really promising. So, okay. I did the interview. The next day, I got an offer.
Yeah, what was cool with it is that you had to go through two interviews only. And your first interview was literally all the bosses. Right?
Yeah, it was a panel interview with all the bosses.
Which I think is so efficient, honestly.
It was. It was really efficient. And I think I really appreciate that for them doing that. And it makes things easier as well. And then the second interview was not much of an interview. It was more of a get to know you already.
And then they gave you the offer.
And then they gave me the offer that afternoon. And then, yeah, I was like, okay, this looks great. Similar to the first job. After the second interview, I got the offer. Okay, this looks great. Let's do it.
It's a similar pattern for you. It's like the actual job. Like it was like an actual interview. And then your second interview was just a formality interview. And then you got the job offer. And then when you got the offer, you're like, yeah, this looks great. Let's sign it. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what happened. And I'm lucky enough to have that happen to me. Shout out to you, that company who ghosted me. So,
so thank you, Next. Bye.
Thank you, Next.
What you missed.
When you really speak it into existence. Yeah, good things will come.
Mm-hmm. Now now that you've been there for almost 3 months, how does it feel?
I love it. It was a great decision. I mean, people from like my previous company were like joking me, sana magsisi ka. Naiban mo kami. Ganyan.
No, I really
in a joking way. And then now, 3 months in, I love it here. It's a nice place.
Good. Yeah. See? Manifestation.
Yeah. Manifest. Abundance.
Totoo.
But, you know, it was a really, really unexpected turn of events. And
it was a blessing in disguise that you didn't get that dream company offer.
Yes, yes. It might have turned into a nightmare, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But
At least you're happy now.
Yes, super. And I want to say thank you to Lena at JobStreet. JobStreet was the...
She was the reason why they found out about
you,
She
was
right?
the reason, yeah. Thank yeah, you, my Lena. Profile there.
Thank you, Lena. You can keep clapping. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you, thank you. How about you? I mean, it's very recent for you. That's yes. like only a couple of weeks back.
Oh my gosh. Happened? Mine was such a roller coaster because I got rejected so many times. And again, coming from this person who did not experience rejection the first round, this was
yeah.
like, put me into anxiety mode.
Uncharted territory.
But what happened for me was that, again, my background is mostly business analytics. So analytical background. Why can I speak? But analytical background, analytics background, all that. And the only marketing experience I had was really with the marketing analytics that I did. And I really wanted to pursue a marketing role. So everything I would apply for was marketing related. And given that, you know, I was just like shooting my shot because,
yeah,
I mean, for the first job that I had, I found out that they needed someone with 3 to 5 years of experience. But I was a fresh grad. And again, they reached out to me because they saw that I had the potential. They were impressed with my background and so on and so forth. For me, you know what? Just shoot your shot as long as it's with a reasonable time frame, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't apply for stuff that we're calling for like 5 to 10 years. No, no, no way. I was applying for stuff that were like within the 3 to 5 year range per then. But again, mostly marketing already, marketing centric roles. I got turned down by a lot. Yeah. I also got, not even ghosted, but I didn't hear from a lot of the companies I applied for. It came to the point where I applied to almost every single one I could think of that I would refresh LinkedIn and JobStreet and Caliber and literally have nothing to apply to.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you can't apply to the same company twice, diba? Especially after you just got rejected.
Yeah, for like multiple positions in the same company.
So you can't do that. So as long as I applied to that company already, I just didn't bother applying for any other position. And the thing was, there were people who were reaching out to me, but then they were reaching out to me for analytics position. And I didn't want analytics career anymore. And what's funny was, I just have to say this, there was a marketing analytics role for a company, and it's so funny because I applied to that role because one, it's in analytics, it's marketing analytics, which I have experience in, but it's more centric towards marketing now. It's literally under the marketing department. So I thought, okay, that would be a nice entryway into what I want to do. I apply for it. When you put the JD of that position next to my current JD, it looks almost exactly the same. Almost exactly the same. 3 days later, I get an email saying that I was rejected because I did not meet the qualifications for the role, when my JD was exactly the same as that role. And that's when I knew that this is BS. You know?
It was the same role.
And then from then on, I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to shoot my shot to whatever whatever role I see out there that I think is great. And funnily enough, I did not want to go for an FMCG brand because I really wanted to pursue the industry that I wanted, my dream industry. But then every time I did research, all the marketing roles were looking for one of two things, either agency experience or experience of working with an FMCG brand, even if that company is not within the FMCG industry. And then I looked back and thought, you know what? When I was in college, everything we did was FMCG. And maybe this is the reason why, because you could learn so much from it and all that. And I thought, you know what? Let's do it. So I started applying for FMCG brands. Again, for marketing positions, not analytics positions, marketing positions. And I got to hear back from a few, mostly got rejected by them. Until I heard back from this brand that is actually in the home space.
Home and furniture.
Yes. So what's interesting is I actually got a job offer for this role, and I was super excited. I love the brand. The brand is something I am a fan of. The people I met who would be my bosses were great. They were really nice. Well, the HR was a really nice person to talk to also. It's just that the job offer wasn't enough. Again, guys, if you are moving, make sure it's something worth moving to, honestly.
Yeah.
This one felt like a lateral step for me, and I needed something that would actually put me a step higher. So I said no to that. And then I continued applying. And I remember every rejection letter I would get after that, in the back of my head, I was thinking, should I have taken that job? Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it was in marketing.
So they, like
they couldn't make the offer, but then it was what I wanted to do.
So more of the anxiety was kicking in.
Yeah,
since
because I was
after
thinking,
rejecting that offer, you were also getting rejected by the other
companies. Yes, and the thing
companies.
Was, my head was, am I not going to get an offer anymore? I mean, the only thing that I had in experience for marketing was the analytics and my degree. But other than that, you know, I've had a company literally tell me that they didn't want to get me because they needed actual marketing experience.
What?
Which to them, because the analytical side of things didn't count. So you know what? I just kept on applying, but I'm not gonna lie, there were a lot of breakdowns in between. because of thinking like, oh my gosh, am I never gonna get it? Did I make a wrong call to decline that one offer? Then eventually, I applied to this position and I thought, this is literally the perfect one because it's what I wanted to do. Like if my boss asked me before, within our department, what's your dream role? Like to take us the next step, I said, it's this person's role. And this role that I applied for is equivalent to that. And when I saw the JD, they needed someone who had experience in certain things that I am currently doing.
Yeah.
But then it's a marketing position.
Like, so it's like a best of both worlds.
It's a best of both worlds. And then I remember they got back to me. I had my first interview with HR. It went absolutely amazing. She was one of the nicest people I've ever met. I had my next interview with who would be my direct supervisor and her boss. Again, went really well. I was honestly kind of nervous for that one. I remember when that ended, I called you right away and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I messed it up and I don't know. I don't know if I answered their questions correctly. Lo and behold, they get back to me. They want me to meet with the CMO. I met with her and it went great. And then a week later, I got a job offer and I signed. I signed with them and I'm honestly so excited because this is a new step for me. This is a learning experience for me. Again, at the start, I was holding back on FMCG industries or companies because I just thought I wanted to be different. I want to pursue what I wanted to. And then I realized that with what I want to do being in marketing, the best way to learn is with the industry that is forever changing, which is the FMCG industry. You may think it's not for everybody, but if you think about it,
it's super competitive. It's super competitive.
And I thought this is the best way for me to one get into the department or the actual like function of the job that I want. Two, this is the easiest, not the easiest, but this is the best way for me to learn new things all the time. Because aside from I'm actually going to do digital still for them, but it's the way that digital works, plus the way that the FMCG industry as a whole functions, those two being known to always have something changing and something new is the, in my head, a great combination to learn.
Yeah, yeah, because so, they're always innovating and always looking for new things.
And I don't know why it took me over a month to actually go and say, you know what? I'm going to try FMCG. I don't know why it took me that long, but I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I stepped out of my comfort zone. I honestly cannot wait to start already.
So excited.
I'm so excited. The thing is, I've talked to some of them already and I sat in a quick session with them because they wanted me to join this little boot camp thing. And I got so excited. I got nervous. I was like, oh my God, these are the people I'm going to work with. But at the
same
time, they're
so excited to have you.
Well, it's the same. The feeling is mutual. I'm so excited to start working for them, you know? And yeah, I can't wait. It's a new chapter of my life that I've been pushing back on that I now cannot wait to embark on.
It's a new beginning. It's a new chapter.
It's a new day. It's a new life. What's that Michael Bublé song?
It's a new day.
Yeah, whatever that Michael Bublé song.
Feeling good.
Yes. Exactly.
That's the best way to describe what we're feeding right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. That's the best way to describe. That TikTok with the, oh my gosh, is that the shadow thing, the red light thing? That song.
I don't know.
That song.
It's a new day. It's a new life. And we're feeling good.
And we're feeling good. Yes, Michael Bublé speaks it. Yes, he sings it. But yeah, that's our journey. I think you know what, guys? If there's one thing that we want you to take away from this podcast is that it's not easy. It wasn't easy for
us. Definitely not. It's far from easy.
There were multiple breakdowns in between.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys didn't see because I would have been
gonna fall down like 7 times, but you gotta stand up 8 times, you know?
Yeah, and
you
the thing
get
is,
back up there.
We never gave up on it. We kept on going. It took us about, I don't know how long it took for you, but it took me about 3 months to get
Same.
This.
Yeah.
So yeah, it took about 3 months for us to get this job or where the job that we will or we currently have.
I think what people really need to do or what they need to practice is really be patient. I mean, it's a big step, so it's not gonna come easy for everyone. You really have to be persistent. You have to do something to actually get you to a place where you want to be. So
And the thing is, you gotta remember, the best things don't come so easily.
Yeah.
So again, it's a little bit of patience and for our case, it's just recognizing that it is time to move on. A lot of people may want to stay because of sentimental reasons, which is fine. If that's why you want to say, it's fine. But at the end of the day, you got to think about yourself and your career.
Yes, that's what I told some of our friends, right?
Yeah, that's what we told a lot of our friends.
Yeah, that's what we told them who are also going through the same thing. At the end of the day, you got to think about yourself. You got to think about your well-being, where is the best place where you can be happy.
Yes, and that's what my bosses actually told me, is that I remember when I told them that I have to go, they were like, good for you. They didn't
good
even feel
you.
Bad. They were like, they were excited for me because at the end of the day, again, they said the same thing to me. It's about you knowing what you want, and if this is how you'll get it, then great. Just one last tip before we end this show, before we end this episode is, don't burn bridges with your current company.
Don't burn bridges.
Don't burn bridges.
Definitely
keep
not.
Keep that relationship great, because I am leaving this company with great relationships built. That even if we are going on our own ways, if the time comes where they ask me to be part of their company, I wouldn't feel bad because I know that I'm working with great people.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, build those connections, build those relationships, foster them, grow them. It will help you in the long run. It will keep you
safe. It could help them. It could help you. And it's definitely something you don't want to cut off. Yeah.
Surround yourself with great people.
Exactly.
Grow your network. Grow your net worth.
Wow.
grow your mind. Learn new things. I am so thankful that this company jumped on hiring me for this position, despite my athletics background. I'm so thankful. I'm so excited to work with them. And you know what? They can bet that I will work my butt off just as hard as I did with my current company.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to me. Congratulations to you. And congratulations to those who are listening who are also going to embark on something.
Yes, we wish you all the best.
All the best. Nothing less. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Keep that abundance. Speak it into existence. And thank you for everything. Go for it.
Go for it and never look back. Thanks, guys.
Thank
you. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.